Chof Kimmel Tevis, 10th of January, Rabbi Yossi Roth. Do mitzvahs bein Adam lachaveru need kavona?
Need what? Wow, need what?
Kavona.
The mitzvahs in the Torah can be divided into two categories. We have, on one hand, mitzvahs bein Adam lamokim, which is mitzvahs like tefillin, shofar, matzah, mitzvahs like these. And then we have mitzvahs bein Adam lachaveru, which are mitzvahs like kibud avim, lending someone money, tzedakah, but can I save a token, and many mitzvahs in the Torah that go, which is ben odom lechaveri. However, besides the mitzvahs which the Torah specifically says, there's also the general mitzvah of gemilas chasadim. We have to chesed with every person, whichever way it is. Yeah. How do we know this? Where does it say in the Torah someone has to do chesed? So the Rishonim give various mekayos for it. Many of the Rishonim bring the pusik that says v'lech tov drachov, that we have to go in the ways of Hashem. We have to emulate his midas kaviyuchel. Mahu rachem, gamatzu rachem. If Hashem has the midas of rachmanis, you also have to have midas of rachmanis. If Hashem is mevak lecholim, menachem aveilim, gives to the poor to eat, you too have to emulate him and try to do all these things. So that's one makar. The Ramban brings a pusik, v'asisa yoshar atoy, we have to do good and justice. The Ramban brings a pusik, v'haftar arecha kamoichum. Although the Gemara only says this on madalach, loisani, lechavecha loisavid, that it's not a proactive thing, it's something you shouldn't do to someone else. However, the Rambam writes, it's also the opposite too, that you have to do proactive things to other people, also good things. So we see from all those psikim, is a mitzvah midaraisa to do chesed. What is the mitzvah midaraisa to do chesed? So the Rambam, Chazal were magda then and gave specific things, like bikacholim, nechem aveilim, kfir sames, simchas chosim vekalu. Well, all these are nechal, the mitzvah midaraisa of chesed. However, Chazal gave it a gather of what things you are mechiv to do. And it's not only with friendly people which you have to do chesed. The Chayim say, even with your own family, when you feed your own child, you mekayim a mitzvah chesed. You help your own wife, you mekayim a mitzvah chesed. Now, we know that one of the protum to be mekayim a mitzvah is the inyan of kavanah. The Mechaber writes in Nochel Shaifu, a machlekes Hashanim, if you need to have kavanah b'shas the mitzvah, meaning to say, if someone blows Shaifu, and he's blowing Shaifu for music, he's not mekayim the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is, he has to be mechaven b'sha'as ma'aseh, that the reason he's doing the mitzvah is because Hashem told him to do it. So the same mitzvah. And the mechaber paskes alach ma'aseh, tzriches kavuna. We need to have kavuna when we do mitzvahs. What is kavuna? It was a very simple thing, nothing elaborate. If you mechaven, that the reason I'm doing this action is because Hashem told me to do it. It says in the Torah, the same mitzvah. Now, I would like to clear a hakir over here. Do mitzvahs van udim lechaveri have the same chiv of kavona like mitzvah odim l'mokim? Rishpashtus, why not? It's a mitzvah midaraisa. It says in the Torah, tzrichas kavona. However, if that is the case, every time your father asks for a cup of water, you have to be mechav b'shas masa, I'm going to be mechav mitzvah kibud avim. Not because you love him, not because you want to do something nice to him, because Hashem told you to do it. So too, if you have only coming to your door and collecting for tzedakah, you can't say, wow, I pity this person, I want to give him tzedakah. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to give it because Hashem told you to do it. And if you said the reason you gave it because you think it's the right thing to do and you feel so bad for him, rachmanus, you won't become the mitzvah. And so too, when a person feeds his own children, helps his own wife, he can have so many mitzvahs. But he's not having the right kavanah because he's thinking, I love my children, I want to give them to eat. But if there's a mitzvah tzriches kavanah, then he should have kavanah, b'shas ma'aseh.
So if he doesn't have kavanah,
nothing. He could be, has something, as chesed, he's echa not going, he's saying something, but it's the mitzvah, the kitakona, he's not mekayim. And if he can mekayim so many mitzvahs, why shouldn't he? Now, Abemis and Chazal, we see in a few places that imply the mitzvahs by Udom Lechavari may be different. The first Chazal we have is the Gemur Psochem. The Gemur says, Ho'ayma selah l'tzedokah, b'shvil sh'yichi b'ni. Someone promises money to tzedokah, and that's chis my child should live. Harai said, tzadah gomra, yesh gorsim tzedokah gemira. Whatever it is, the Gemur says that the mitzvah is niskayim properly. Here, he gave tzedakah, and he said explicitly, the reason I'm giving it is for the sole reason that I want my child to live. Not only did he have kavanah, but he said the exact opposite, that I'm not giving it for mitzvah at all. And the Gemara still says it's mekayim the mitzvah. So it's mashmah that tzedakah, which is a mitzvah of an odom lechaveri, doesn't need kavanah. However, if you look at Rashi, Rashi adds a word. Rashi says that tzedakah in a case, afal hanu esatzma. He's giving it also for his benefit. Rashi says, about that this person is giving tzedakah because he wants to be mekayim a mitzvah. He also has a mind, you know what? At the same time, I'm out of chis. But the Chayin and Pimagudim writes a Dira Rashi's Tmiyah Ma'oid, because if you look at the Gemara says, Bishvil Shiyechim Ani. Bishvil means because. It can't be because two reasons. That is the reason he's giving it. So the Pasha Dira Gemara implies that Mitzvah Tzedukah doesn't need Kavona. Then we have the Gemara in Kedishin. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov once saw a boy climbing a tree. His father told him to go get a bird for him. And as he climbed the tree, he fell and he died. Wait, Rabbi Yaakov, the Torah promises, Arichas Yomam, and he do keep that vein. So Rabbi Yaakov, Elamai Chisa Mason. How does Rabbi Yaakov know? Perhaps a child was thinking, Machshavas Avodah Zorah, B'Sha'as Masa. He was climbing a tree. You thought he was doing Kippur Avraham. Really thinking about something else completely. Now, from the lack of the Gemara, asking a very simple question. If Mitzvah Tzichas Kavona, and Kippur Avraham is also Tzichas Kavona, why did the Gemara ask, perhaps he didn't have Kavona? He was not the right, he was Mechaber his father, but not because Hashem told him to do it. For the Gemara having to go to an extreme case that he's Machshavas Avodah Zorah, implies that the Gemara didn't ask a simple case. Perhaps he was mechavon. That implies that it doesn't need kavon. And then as we have a third one, Chazal, which Rashi brings in Dvarim, that if someone has money in his pocket, sell up his kiss and it fell out, and only found it, and Isaiah is borach, he gets a bracha from it, he's mekayem mitzvah zokah. Here he had no idea. The money fell out of his pocket, and it's only found it. And this is it's a Chazal and Sefri, Chazal say this. And he's still mekayem mitzvah zokah. So once again, we see tzedukah, which is the mitzvah by Adam Mechavarim, may not need kavuna.
Maybe it's not that degree.
What?
Maybe the sky gets to
mitzvah. Yeah, but if you look, the Rashi is much more like that. Like many Chayim talk to say that. But if you look at Sefri, Sefri is medamah to the mitzvah of shikha. It says it's like shikha. And shikha, that is the complete way to mekayem the mitzvah. So what I'm saying, tzedukah is like shikha in the same way. Which implies that shikha I'm mekayem through forgetting the shikha in the field when I'm going to take all my peris if I got something there. And the Gemara says tzedukah is the same way. So if it's medamah to shikha, like shikha, that's a mitzvah gemir, so to tzedukah. Then each of these gemuras you can be matcha if you want. I'm just pointing out these gemuras. These are the scholars of Dvorim, we start seeing already. There's a difference between my Odom L'Chavay and Odom L'Mokom. Now, in the Masa Nachayim, we find many halachim to this. The Chofetz Chaim writes the Sefer HaHavas Chesed, the Ein L'Chanama, Mitzvah Ben Odom L'Chavay is no different than Ben Odom L'Mokom, and it needs to have Kavona. When a person gives Tzedokah, he has to have a Machavim B'Sha'as Masa. The reason he's giving the Tzedokah is because Hashem told him to do it, and not because Rachmanus. So if you need some money, all mitzvah of the chaver, you have to mechavim b'sha'as ma'asa. It's also brought in the B'nai Sassar, brings that when someone comes to mechavim b'kib d'avoyim, he has to say before that, in the mechavim b'zimon, he's going to be mechavim b'mitzvah esr shal kib d'avoyim. And it's brought in many, many, the Svaram brought by the Gabbat Tzedukah, the Devachayim brings the Tzedukah, the mitzvah and the mifch is when a person gives Tzedukah, because Hashem told him to do it, not because Rachmanus. And we find many stories that Tzedikim we used to give twice Tzedukah. They said the first time was because they felt pity for the ani, but they won't mekayem the mitzvah like that. So they get a second time to mekayem the mitzvah tzedakah. It's brought b'shem Rabbi Yosef Adler this and other tzaddikim. And then the Chiddush also writes when the summer comes on Friday night and he kisses his father's and mother's hand, he should mekayem b'shas masa, he's mekayem the mitzvah esr shel kibud avoyim. And aluch al masu, we feel many achrayim who are not like that. It's brought down that David Baran was once from the Gleila Yishlaim, was once sitting at home, and his anikel came to help over there with the Tzorcha Shabbos, and he banged on the table and told him, don't forget to be mechav in the mitzvah of chesed, because mitzvah tzichas kavona. The Sefer Lichas Chaim brings down that the Asher of Chaim Kanievsky, the minhag ha'olam, which seems the pashas people don't have kavona, is that right? He said, no, you have to have kavona. So that is one mahalach of Gleila Achayim, that mitzvahs b'olam mechavari are exactly the same, and in the Chaim, according to them, a person must always be mechav m'shas masa, mitzvah tzichas kavona. You have to be mechavan, but any chesed that you don't get a shem mitzvah. However, we find the second malach in the chayim. This is brought down in the Sefer Neid B'Hida, the Avos Tzin from the Neid B'Hida, which is Jerusha from the Neid B'Hida. And it brings over there that mitzvah Udom L'Chavari are different than Udom L'Mukim. But Udom L'Mukim, if you blow shofar because you want to blow shofar, you're not blowing shofar, you're blowing a horn. If you eat matzah because for your own reasons, you're eating a cracker. There's no mitzvah over there from the Hashem telling you, there's nothing there. So if you don't have kavuna, you're missing the basic part of the mitzvah. You did nothing. Mitzvah is by Udom L'Chavarim, even if you did it for the wrong reason. The shame covered, you give it because you want to have your own personal motives. However, the ani walks away happy. Something changed over here. The person you helped walks away satisfied. You helped him. Since an action happened, look, there'll be the mitzvah tzrichas kavuna, I'm akiv. I'm asking with you, the etzem tzrichas kavuna. And the etzem, the right thing to do is to be mechavan. However, it's not ma'akiv because something changed. So this is a gerd limit chis because he says that all mitzvahs chesed, all mitzvahs b'lim chavari, it's not ma'akiv the kavuna. Und jetzt mal geschbot mein Jachronim, so ein Schiva, die Chemde brings it, is brought behind B'Shem the B'Shem Tov, the Tzedukah doesn't need to have Kavuna, they could do it for their own personal reasons also. However, we find the third Mahalach a completely different approach to the whole thing. They say that not only don't you need Kavuna, in fact, Kavuna may be making things worse. Not be Masba. The Rambam writes a Shemayna Prokem. That Chazal say, that a person should say, Umar Gamliel, Lo Yomer Odom, I Efshi Lechel Bos B'Cholov, person should say, I don't want to eat Bos B'Cholov. Person should say, Efshi Lo B'Shatnes, I don't want to wear Shatnes. Ele Efshi, I want to, and my answer, Uvu Bish B'Shmayim goes alive. What should I do that Avinu B'Shmayim, Avish doesn't let us? Mean to say, Chazal say that the mitzvahs, one of them, like these mitzvahs, there's no chi for a person to change himself to say, I don't eat Bos B'Cholov, I don't want to eat Chazer. There's no chi for a person to say that. The mitzvah is to listen to what Hashem said. And if a person says, I don't need chazer, perhaps he doesn't even have a mitzvah even. Because the mitzvah is to listen to Hashem, and you didn't listen to Hashem, you listen to yourself. You didn't want to do this. So the Rambam, this is all by mitzvah ma'odim l'mokim. However, mitzvah ma'odim l'chaverer, this is not the case. Because a person can't walk around saying, really want to kill someone. What should I do? Hashem doesn't let me. Really, I don't want to honor my parents. What should I do? Hashem doesn't let me. So the Rambam, the point of the mitzvah Odom HaChaveri that Ayesha gave it to us was to transform us, to change us, to become better people. If you're going around saying after the whole time, they really want to do this, what should I do? I have a mitzvah, I can't do this. You're missing the point. The mitzvah was to become a better person, and you never became a better person. Now, the Rambam doesn't say anything about Kavona, but it's not such a far leap to say that according to the Rambam, Kavona is not Shaitva. But according to Kavona is Kavona. Kavona tells me, I'm doing this mitzvah because Hashem told me to do it. Not because I think that's the right thing, not because I have Rachamonis, because Hashem told me to do it. That's contradicting what Rambam is saying. Because Rambam is saying, you shouldn't say that. You shouldn't say the reason I'm doing mitzvah Adam HaChavayit is Hashem told me to do it. You should say it because I understand it. That's said before she signed for the B'nai B'Yuman from B'Yuman Diskin. Well, from a son of B'Yuman Diskin, he's a brother of a Meril Diskin. He writes, according to the Rambam, that mitzvah Adam HaChavayit, you have to become B'derech HaTeva. You shouldn't have Kavanah B'Shas Masa. Because the Kavanah is contradicting the Indian of what the Rambam wants. And the B'nai is a Masbu of the Kasha the Shein. The Shein asks a question.
Dr. Mahal said about his feet carried him to the base of Knesset.
His feet carried him to the base of
Knesset. So it's going to become the Chaseba. Now, he brings us that the Shreem asked the question, why don't we make a bracha on mitzvah kibd avoy? Every mitzvah you make a bracha, why don't you make a bracha? Baruch Hat Hashem lekan merchoy. Lo mashiv yishol tzitzimuni, lechabin azuvi. So he's masked because the bracha comes mukum kavuna. The bracha tells the tzivani, I'm doing this mitzvah because Hashem told me to do it. However, we just said the mitzvah kibd avoyim is a mitzvah ma'adam l'chaverer. And mitzvah ma'adam l'chaverer doesn't need kavuna, and now it doesn't need, it shouldn't have kavuna, because you should do it because you want to do it. So you're making a bracha, you're contradicting what the mitzvah is supposed to be. More than that, he says that every kibd avoyim has in it two parts to it. The father, your father asks you a cup of water. You get a cup of water, he enjoys the cup of water. But he also enjoys the fact that you brought it to him, that you listened to him. Now, if you're going to tell your father a bracha before that you're making a bracha on kibd avoyim, you're telling your father, I'm not listening to you. You're a cheftish mitzvah. You're a way to facilitate my mitzvah of kibd avoyim. The father, that's not kibd avoyim, that's zuzl. You're giving mezal to your father. You're telling him, I'm not listening to you. I'm listening to Hashem. And Hashem wanted you to listen to your father. So you can't make a bracha because by that, you're being mezal to your father. And this idea is brought down in Sefer Sidi Aish of Chiyak of Weinberg. And the reason we don't make a bracha on Shloach Munis is for the same reason. But Shloach Munis is meant to be given to spread friendship amongst people. If you're going to give your friend Shloach Munis to make a bracha before that, you're saying, I'm doing it because Hashem told me to do it. Your friend doesn't feel anything because of that. He wants to know you did it because you told him, because you want to be your friend.
So,
yeah, that's a separate terrorist completely, why you don't make a bracha. And this mahalach you find in many of the Chayin of the Maral writes, why we say by the mitzvah of lending money, it says, im kesef tova, if you will lend money. Why do I say if you will lend money? It should say when you lend money. The Torah says the Torah, they don't even mechayv you to do it. That lending money is a mitzvah adam l'chaverer. And if the Torah is going to force you, that's not the whole point of it. The Torah says, if you will lend money, if you will choose to do the right thing, then that you'll be kind of a mitzvah. And it's more than also from the Altar of Kelim that he asks, it says in the Pesuk, behaf parecha kamoicho. Rav Mefashim asks, how is that possible? How is it possible for someone to love someone else like himself? The Torah is asking the impossible. So the Altar of Kelim, the Torah wasn't asking you, you should like your friend, like you like yourself. So he's asking you, like your friend, the same way you like yourself. And the reason a person likes himself is not because anybody told him to like himself, not because he has a mitzvah to like himself. A person likes himself because he likes himself, he wants to help himself. So too, when it comes to treating your friend, it should be the same way. Don't be mechaved to your friend. Don't love your friend because Hashem told you to do it. Because like yourself, because it's come natural to you. And it's also about the Shemich HaZnish, that the kavuna by mitzvah and the chavaya takes away from the mitzvah. Megaras from the mitzvah. Because that's not the point of the mitzvah. Now, so we have three mahachm over here. One of the gedolei achronim which say that you have to have kavuna, it's the same like everything else. Then the mahachm say that it's, you need kavuna, it's from akiv. And the third mahalach, another extreme, that you can't have kavuna. Now, in the beginning we brought that the makor from mitzvah chesed comes from the pasuk alach tebzorcha, which says, mahu rachem, gamata rachem. Hashem is a rachem, you too should be rachem on this. If that's the case, it's very mistaken like the Rambam go. Because Hashem is asking us, the Torah, that you should be Rachmonis. You should emulate the mitzvah Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you're treating the mitzvahs because Hashem told you to do it, you're not becoming a Racham. You're doing it because you're doing Maisa Rachamim. You're doing actions that seem like Rachamim. But you didn't become a Rachamim. And the Altav Kalam writes this, that if that's the Makar, then it has to be transforms you. You become a Racham. And therefore, it has to be done. Mitzvahs have to be done because you're a Racham. If that is the case, then maybe even those Achronim agree that a person gives a tzedakah because of his own motives, because of COVID, he's still not making the mitzvah properly. They said that you didn't need kavanah, but the kavanah was that you have to do mitzvah rachmanis. But if you give it to your own motives, maybe you still get it to the mitzvah because there's no mechkar that you have to have kavanah. However, it's still not the same majority. There's another point that must be made. If you look at many of the Achronim, the Chasholchan writes, when a person comes to Mekam Kibdavim, he should be Mekamit, like the Goyim Mekamit, with Tamasichlis, because he understands the correct thing to do is to Mechavit your father. And he should Mekam the mitzvah because Hashem told him Har Sinai. This is brought to many Achronim, the Netziv brings this many times. A person should not be Mekam the mitzvah of Chesed, because like the Goyim, it's the right thing to do, it's the ethical thing to do, because Hashem told him Har Sinai. Is this Lechari a contradiction to what we just said? Are they all going with the first Malach Chofetz Chaim? The answer is no. They're not going like that. They think a completely different point. This is zikr, even the Rambam, even the Chazanish, all the Chayim which held the mitzvah little mechavere, you have to do mitam rachmonis because you feel it's right thing to do. The zikr maskim, when I'm starting, the first thing to do when the sibba, when I, the first thing when it starts, why are you mechavid your father? This is zikr, everybody's maskim, the reason you mechavid your father is because Hashem told you to do it. Torah gave us a mitzvah, we have to do it because of the mitzvah. However, once Hashem told us to go be mechavad their father, now I understand it's the right thing to do. That was the sibba, that was the ignition, the spark which started me understanding that the mitzvah of chesed, that was about it, not because we sat down and thought of it's a gewaldig idea, because Hashem told us to do it. However, once we started doing it, once we approached the whole mitzvah of chesed, once we reach that level where we understand that it's important for us to become a rachim and become rachmunis, then when we come to become the mitzvah of kiddurim, and the chanama, we have to do it because we understand that that's the kavanah chalik and that's the sibba chalik. It's two separate points. So even all the chanam which say that you have to be mekayim, mitzvah udma lamukim, mitzvah udma lachavarid, the Har Sinai, and now mitam sichlis, they're talking about a completely different point. They're talking about the sibba, the reason that I start doing the mitzvah, not while I'm doing the mitzvah itself. However, those chanam that say, they need to be mechavim b'shas masa, they are explicitly meaning that you need to have kavanah because they treat mitzvah udma lachavarid exactly the same mitzvah udma lamukim.
In that case, you should make a bracha.
And according to those achayim, that's a good point. It's why I tell you that's achayim.
Even according to
very good.
You should make a bracha. Yeah, but that's my starting point.
But the kavanah is bracha is mokum kavanah. That's what the achayim say. Bracha doesn't come to tell us that the reason I'm doing this mitzvah. It's that the achayim is the lashon bracha mokum kavanah. So the bracha is meant to be for the kavanah part, not for the sibba I'm doing the mitzvah. The sibba meaning I need Hashem told me to be yid. The sibba I'm doing it. Also, according to the other words, according to these achayim, the mitzvah is to be a racham. There's a mitzvah to be a racham, to become that person. So you have to treat the mitzvah like a racham. And I've come in this question because if you go with Hamasichlius, you become a mitzvah because you understood it, and what's chesed? A father, if the father's a goy, if mechaba the father is the same like you mechaba the mother? No, the halachos are different. What about lending someone money? The only way you can lend some money is beribis. Now, maybe it's the right thing to do because you can still help him. He says, no, that's not called chesed. And like this, you find many things. The Torah says, that's not called chesed. The Torah is marked what chesed is. So, zichra, I have to be mekam chesed the way the Torah understood it to be. That's my starting point. However, as we said, once he starts, he can go on and mekam mitzvah chesed properly. Now, the Rav Fushman Levitz has been signed to the Divrei Rabbani Yonah in Pirkei Yovos. The Pirkei Yovos says of a Mishnah, mine is mine, yours is yours. How is the midibayin in this? That's an average person. Some people say it's midis dumb. Victor Ben Yehuda, midis dumb, midis bayin in this. What's talking about of it? If we're talking about a person who doesn't want to give tzedakah, everybody agrees that mitzvah is dumb. The dumb doesn't give tzedakah. What does it mean? There's lots of machlokes over here. So he's masber that machlokes over here is talking about a case where a person gives tzedakah because be'etzim shalish shalish shalchul shalchul. Really, I don't want to give tzedakah. However, I have a mitzvah. Torah says I have to give tzedakah. So yesh amrim that someone who gives tzedakah because shalish shalish shalchul shalchul. However, I have a mitzvah. The mitzvah tells me to give tzedakah. That's where this binding is. The yesh amrim the mitzvah is dumb. No, because they hold that the mitzvah has to be given because you want to. Look, so you see over here, this machlokes is still over here, how to treat this mitzvah. Although we can be machalek and say that there's still a case where a person doesn't want to give tzedakah. The Chofetz Chaim never said that you shouldn't want to give tzedakah. He says, have in mind that the reason you're doing it is because Hashem told you to do it. The Mishnah is talking about an extreme case. A person says, I don't want to, I'm never forced. Hashem has forced me to give tzedakah. That is mitzvah dumb. But it could be that this is the machlokes over here. I mean, I must find many machlokes, we don't have time to be marach now, many machlokes in Shas, which may be that this is the machlokes between them, how to treat mitzvah b'lum l'chavarah. Now, the Mishnah brings another shayter, at the Santa Shala. What if a person is a mokum to an office? He's in a place where he can't think of learning. Beis HaMerchitz, Beis HaKisa, he can't think of learning. And he hears someone blowing shayfer. Can he be mekayem mitzvah of shayfer or not? He's not blowing the shayfer, he's hearing the shayfer. But Mishnah, he can't. Why? Mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. So you have to be mekayem mashas ma'asal l'shem mitzvah shayfer. The shem mitzvah shayfer, that's called like Bahar b'divitayr, Bahar b'tfilah. That's a mitzvah to think about that. So if you're in the Beis HaKisa and you think the Shemitz HaShoifer, you can't think that. So therefore, you can't be Mekamit HaShoifer in the Beis HaKisa. If that's the case, keep the Chotah, quite Meshvira, you can't be Mekamit HaChesed in any place. In Beis HaMerchitz, Beis HaKisa, if you're going with your father together to the Mikveh, and your father asks you to help him, you're not Mekamit HaKisa, keep the Avayim. About you have to listen, it doesn't take away the Chiyiv. We don't have a mitzvah because you have to be mechav mashas ma'asa of chesed. Someone has to have a towel. In the other place, that would be a mitzvah. Now it's not a mitzvah. It's a nice thing to do, but it's not a mitzvah. Because you have to be mechav mashas ma'asa, the shame mitzvah chesed. And you can't be mechav mashas ma'asa chesed. Going to be a loch l'shetosa. Chofetz Chaim himself says you can't do both things. You have to have kavanah by mitzvah chesed, and you can't be mechav mashas ma'asa chesed. However, according to the Rambam, the Chazon Ish, and those achronim, it's no different because you don't need to have kavanah. So wherever you are, you can be mitzvah chesed. Now there's the Gemara says, David HaMelech, Gemara Menuches, Nichas the Merchitz, Baru Atzma Oymet Urim, and he saw himself that he had nothing on him. Omar, Oylish Oymet Urim Bala Mitzvah. What can I do? I have no mitzvahs on me. Hiske B'ni Mila, and he was Sasha Dati, he remembered the mitzvahs Mila, and he was calm, and he proclaimed, V'sasun Oichel Masechu, I am rejoicing with the mitzvahs the Torah gave us, which the Gemara Dash is going on mitzvah Mila. So, let's think a second. According to the Rambam, the Chazon Ish, and all those Achronim, I can think of many mitzvahs to do in the best of efforts. Everyone could have helped other people, they could have helped old people, they could have given aitzes, said a nice word to someone, smiled to someone. They can have so many mitzvahs of chesed. He was honorable and mitzvah, he had no mitzvah he could think of. However, according to Meshavirah, yes, there was no mitzvah he could have done. Because Sa'ai mitzvah and Ovokim, and Sa'ai mitzvah and Mechavari need kavanah. And he can't be Mechavan, the best of efforts. So he had no mitzvahs he could have done. The Sefer Divatari from the Mikkat Sherebbe, it brings a ma'aseh that happened in the Blin. And the Blin, they lived. The Heilige Chayzim of the Blin, one of the great Chassidish Rebbes. There's also a Misnagar de Aruv, with the name of the Bzil Harvest, who's known the Azen Cup. I want to translate the Azen Cup. But he was one of the great Rabunim. And one time the Talmud of the Chayzim, the Yidah Kudosh of Peshitzchah, came to the Azen Cup, and he told them that his Rebbe, when he goes to the mikveh, has a minute that he gives out to people combs. Shekomb the here, he gives them combs. Kemlech. He gives them to comb the here. And this way he has chesed, he helps people in the mikveh. But the Azen Cup said, he forgot a fair shagamur. The Gemara Menuchas said, Dovid Melech came to the mikveh, and he cried, he had no mitzvahs. If it's such a gevaldik and he had to give out combs, why didn't the Gemara say, Dovid Melech, give out combs in the mikveh? Elamai saw a mitzvah, for whatever reason. And perhaps like we said, because mitzvah tzichas kavonah, and by through the action of giving out the combs, he had to be mechavash and mitzvah chesed, and he couldn't do that, so there wasn't a mitzvah. So when the Yid HaKudosh came back to the Chayz and told him this, Chayz said, I forgot a gemur, he forgot a gemur. The Gemara says he's had Melech and Recht Zemoy. A king, when he goes to the Beis HaMelech, has to go by himself, with no one else. So Vandu, the Melech couldn't do anything. Though the Melech, he has all by himself, he couldn't have Mitzvah Chesed. Harai, and with all the Yidin, Zichar became Mitzvah Chesed. So the Fizah, it's not going to shkarai to Mishra Bira. The Sam, the short word, the Rebbe the Tzedakah writes in the Sefer called Yidah from the Shiva Port Yosef. He writes, Dovid HaMelech said, Sosu Noichel Imre Sechu. I am rejoicing with the Gil words, which the Gemara says going to Mitzvah Mila. Why is Sosu Noichi? I. Sosu Menachem, Klans Klaisu was happy. Only I, only David the Melech is happy. Let you know, Gevaldik. Because everybody else didn't have a problem with this. Everybody else went to the place, wherever they are, they can do mitzvahs. They can do mitzvahs, chesed. Dovid Melech was the only person in the world, which he was by himself, he can do any mitzvahs. So Dovid was the one that had the problem. So Dovid Melech said, Sosu Noichi, I am happy with Tamila, because I am the only person in the world which have no mitzvahs, and Tamila is the one that saved me.